ChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic, rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history. In the year's second quarter, the Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Some breaking news at this hour. We're just learning that former Republican presidential candidate and Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain is dead at 74. He died this morning in an Atlanta hospital where he had been since July 1st after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Again, Herman Cain is dead at 74. The Los Angeles area jolted by a preliminary magnitude 4.5 earthquake early this morning. It struck right around 4:30 a.m. It was centered in the eastern San Fernando Valley area. There have been reports of moderate aftershocks, but there are no reports of any significant damage or injury so far.
Engine ignition, 2, 1.
An Atlas V rocket has launched this morning from Cape Canaveral.
And liftoff. As the countdown to Mars continues, the perseverance of humanity launching the next generation of robotic explorers to the Red Planet.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many experts say be careful where you're getting your COVID-19 information. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
As the world races to find a vaccine and a treatment for COVID-19, there seems to be no antidote in sight for the outbreak of coronavirus conspiracy theories, hoaxes, and anti-mask myths. Officials say Russians are spreading fake news by social media. President Trump tweeted a doctor in a video that promoted hydroxychloroquine. Dr. Emmanuel said you don't need masks and you don't need people to be locked down. In actuality, federal regulators last month revoked their authorization of the drug as an emergency treatment amid growing evidence it doesn't work and has deadly side effects. Social media began removing the video from President Trump for violating policies on COVID-19 misinformation. Many of the claims in Emmanuel's video are widely disputed by medical experts. Other hoaxes say the virus isn't real or that it's a bioweapon created by the U.S., One hoax claimed the new 5G towers were spreading the virus through microwaves.
And Dunkin' is putting its coffee into a couple of new flavors of cereal. It's teaming up with Post, and starting next month, people will be able to pick up mocha latte or caramel macchiato flavored cereal at their local grocery store. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
Well, good morning and welcome back to another special edition here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio as we continue to provide our business community and our community at large, you know, with relevant information as we are all, you know, going through these very challenging times. And, you know, they will continue to be challenging. We'll talk a little bit, I'm sure, about, you know, the economy and where things are headed. But again, we want to thank all of those here in our county who continue to be on the front lines, all those at Hunterdon Healthcare or all of our first responders, those at the county level, our county office of health, our Department of Health, and the Office of Emergency Management, and then all of our municipalities that continue to do a phenomenal job in trying to keep you know, our residents, our businesses, our visitors, you know, safe. And we thank them for all of their work. This is Chris Phelan, and I'm the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and want to welcome on the line here Cindy Kunis. Cindy is the executive director of the Delaware Rivertowns Chamber of Commerce, located down in Lambertville and all our great river towns. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for taking some time to be here on Chamber Radio. And, yeah, definitely want to get some updates on, you know, what's happening with your Chamber of Commerce and, you know, especially the Delaware River Towns, you know, up and down our beautiful stretch there in Hunterdon. And I know you also serve New Hope and the other side of the river as well in Pennsylvania. But let's start, Cindy, maybe a little background on yourself and, you know, how long you've been with the Chamber. But, you know, again, welcome aboard. I know we haven't had an opportunity to meet in person. We've been doing a lot of Zoom calls and a lot of, you know, opportunities to talk on the phone. But, you know, I know it's on board at the Chamber now about 6 months. Is it a little longer?
Yes, thank you. I would love to meet in person sometime. I look forward to that day where it's okay to do it.
Sure, definitely.
Yeah, so I started in September.
Okay.
And been working on getting to know everybody in the area and been working out of Lambertville. And, yeah.
What was your background, Cindy, before taking the position, coming on board as executive director of the chamber?
I was formerly vice president of business development for Brian Hughes Business Connections. They are a basically networking group of six networks that would meet once a week, every week. And before that, I was executive director of a food pantry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely working with the business community, the nonprofit community gave you some great, you know, background and preparation for your current position. And who would have known, you know, a few months on the job, we would have had this life-changing for everyone, business-changing, you know, COVID pandemic begin. So maybe share a little bit about the Delaware Riverstown Chamber. I know it went through a change in name and scope a few years back. It originated, I think, as the Lambertville Chamber of Commerce, but maybe give a little background and overview, you know, on the chamber itself and, you know, the organization and mission.
Yes, so you are correct about that. So started as Lambertville, and then New Hope Chamber at one point was starting to kind of disappear. So this chamber decided, oh, we can serve New Hope as well. They're just right across the bridge. And then the decision was made to add the other river towns from Yardley to Milford, on, like you said, both sides of the bridge. And I really like working for these towns. So they're all beautiful. They all have their own culture and style, basically. So I definitely love them.
Well, I know the chamber, like all business and business organizations and nonprofit, have had to adapt and change in real time as the COVID-19 pandemic, continues to impact and affect us all. How has it affected the Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce?
Well, it's definitely hit hard because our funding comes from fundraising and membership. We don't receive any government funding or anything from the city. So it's not on everyone's mind to join the chamber or renew during a pandemic. They're just trying to take a day at a time and keep their businesses going. And ShadFest, I don't believe, is going to happen. That's been kind of a hit.
Sure.
So to be more... to make us more flexible, we actually decided to get rid of our office, and I will be working virtually, but I will still be seen around town, and our P.O. box is 210 in Lambertville, so I will still be around. I want people to know that.
No, it's definitely been a challenge, again, I think, for all business organizations and chambers. I participate in twice a week calls with our state partners and other statewide organizations, and I don't think, again, there's a chamber in New Jersey or around the country that has been impacted, as all businesses have in big ways and small ways, in terms of that. But I know you've also continued to have a great virtual presence, and we cooperated and partnered on a networking opportunity between the Hunterdon Chamber and the Delaware Rivertown Chamber about a month ago. So, your virtual platforms are now even more important, I think, and maybe you could talk a little bit about some of that, because you guys do a great job on social media and promoting, those activities and those businesses that are within that region.
Thank you. Yes, I've always been big on social media because that's basically where everybody turns now. I don't think they're really picking up brochures as much as they used to. They are looking stuff up online and checking to see if that store has a Facebook presence and see if they're promoting something. So I've always been big on that and try to keep everybody updated, whether it's something that's going on in town or something for businesses, such as someone's offering a grant for Main Street businesses. So I use that as a wonderful way to get the word out. And we work to keep our website up to date as well. So a virtual presence is very important nowadays.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and share, we'll do it a couple times during the show, Cindy, but share with our listeners, the website and, the social media platforms that you're on. So that listeners can, go check that out if they're not familiar with the site.
Fantastic. So the website is DelawareRiverTowns.com. So Towns is plural. And if anybody wants to reach me, I am director@DelawareRiverTowns.com. Basically, all the social medias are DelRiverTowns or Delaware Rivertowns. So if you just search Delaware Rivertowns, you should find us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. I feel like I'm forgetting one.
No, I'm sure, like you said, folks can go Google that and Google Delaware Rivertowns and get those links. And I would think that the links are up on your website as well to the social media platforms.
They are. Oh, and Instagram. How can I forget Instagram?
Where I know.
You can share beautiful photos that visitors took, and it really markets and showcases your town.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the towns and the businesses. You have a lot of interaction right on the ground there. I know Similarly, as I talk, you know, we've been having during the pandemic, meetings virtually with, I guess, our seven business organizations here in the county, and we're due to schedule one. Hopefully next week we can do that. But we've all been getting, you know, feedback, you know, obviously, and it seems to change week to week. But this clearly has impacted our small businesses, our retailers, our restaurants, our destinations, the restrictions that are in play. Maybe just share a little bit with our listeners, you know, how it has affected, you know, the towns and the business communities that you represent.
Well, it's been interesting because since we handle both sides of the bridge,
sure,
Pennsylvania's been opening up first and open a little bit more by allowing some inside dining, and New Jersey doesn't. So I've been trying to encourage people to cross the bridge in New Jersey that we are still open, and there are places you can get takeout and eat, or there are places that offer outdoor dining. We actually put up a site, loveourshops.com, where businesses can update their information to say, okay, I now have outdoor dining, or okay, I'm in the Pennsylvania side, and we're allowing indoor dining. So they can update their information, and users can go in and search by town or category or search for a specific business to see how they're operating or if they're open.
Now, that's a great resource. So that's loveourshops.com, and I know we put it out on our visitor site, and we'll continue to promote that because it's critical. I mean, all of our small businesses in the good times and even in the challenging times are those that, you know, are looked at for supporting so many causes, whether it's educational or nonprofits or, you know, youth sports, and the list goes on. And these businesses get you know, asked for gift certificates and all different fundraising that these organizations and groups are doing. And, you know, they employ locally. So it's just such a critical component to our local economy, and our businesses need now more than ever, you know, the support locally to go do that. And that is a challenge. I don't disagree with you with Pennsylvania, you know, having a different set of opening standards, and that kind of puts New Jersey, especially our river towns, acutely at a little bit of a disadvantage.
Right, exactly. People on the Jersey side can just go right across the bridge, and people on the Pennsylvania side might just stay there. So we want to encourage people to cross that bridge and check out what we have to offer, because we're open.
Yeah, are you noticing, you know, over the last month or two, especially with some of the beautiful weather that we've had, you know, visitors coming to town and taking advantage of, you know, I know I've heard from many of the river towns as well that, you know, the visitor traffic, especially, you know, on the canal path and the tow path and the like, you know, folks are coming out and, you know, enjoying what Hunterdon has to offer. I'm just curious your take on, you know, the visitor traffic. It's probably different than prior years, but any thoughts on that?
It is absolutely different. And on the New Hope side, one business reported, we changed our hours permanently because people are coming at different times than they used to, and they're actually coming a little later.
Okay.
On the Jersey side, one coffee shop was usually open in the evening but wasn't getting any traffic, so they're closing earlier.
Okay.
So they're trying to adapt best they can to the changes. You'll see more people during the day than you used to, because everybody used to go into work. Well, now they're at home working from home or hopefully not laid off, but they want to come out and do something because they're tired of looking at the walls at their own home.
Sure. Well, to that end, let's talk about what could and what are some of the attractions that are open and some of the activities that folks could think about, you know, in terms of making a day trip to, that stretch of our county, the Delaware River towns, Lambertville, and I guess Stockton and Frenchtown and Milford.
Well, each town is trying to do their own thing to promote. Many of them are closing streets to allow outdoor dining.
Okay.
We recently did a shad stroll in Lambertville to encourage visitors to tour the town It was a self-guided tour, and they could look at the posters that were up for auction for the Shadfest poster auction. And that raised funds for two $10,000 scholarships, and we raised enough this year.
That's phenomenal.
Not bad for a pandemic.
Sure, sure.
We're also working with the city to increase outside dining for restaurants who wouldn't otherwise have it. So we encourage them to waive fees for renting parking spots for streeteries or parklets, and to waive the fee for renting the city's parklet. Working on trying to close some parking spots on Klein's Court to allow those restaurants to put out streeteries. And then there's also some spots for takeout as well. So we're really trying to promote that we're open, and we have, you know, we're trying to promote the fresh, healthy air and the openness of this area, as opposed to, you know, a lot of people who live in New York or Philly that are closed in and they're looking to get out. So a lot of them do come here from there, as well as North Jersey.
No, and there is, like you said, such a variety of different opportunities to kind of take advantage of, you know, in terms of whether it's the great food and restaurants to, you know, some of the other outdoor and activities that tie into just that wonderful landscape that, you know, the Delaware River and the canal and everything, you know, does present. How about the retailers in terms of, you know, their operations? I mean, that's been a fairly recent opening as we moved into this stage two, I guess, on the Jersey side of allowing retailers to have, you know, limited traffic in and all the measures. You know, Lambertville is so known for, you know, the beautiful art galleries and antiques and specialty stores. How is that traffic going on the Jersey side?
People are coming into the antique shops and the galleries. So
that's great.
Yes, they're seeking it out. And we're the antique capital of New Jersey, as some people would call it.
Sure.
I think we're unconfirmed, but we are.
Now, that's great that folks are, you know, visiting those stores. And again, it's just so critical to keep our local economy, you know, moving forward. Let's give out the website again. I want to plug that a few times because I think it's important. You have the two sites that are up there for local information on the shops, and then just the, you know, the chamber site as well.
Okay, so the first one is loveourshops.com, and that one's where viewers, visitors can find information on what's open in the towns. So you can look up Lambertville specifically or by category, restaurants, for instance. And then our website is DelawareRiverTowns.com.
That's excellent, excellent. And I would think that if people are looking for information and may have other, you know, visitor-related questions, you know, what would be the best phone number, even if they're looking to talk to someone, you know, regarding information on the communities?
Great. Our phone number is 609-397-0055. And that's 609-397-0055.
No, that's great. That's great in terms of that. So if you're just joining us, we're on the line with the executive director of the Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce, Cindy. And I hope, Cindy, I'm pronouncing your last name accurately. Kunis?
Oh, you are. Thank you.
Excellent. No problem. I know I go through that with my name. It gets pronounced a million different ways. So, but I do appreciate you coming on. We're going to take a break in a few minutes, and then we'll come back and continue our special program here on Hunter and Chamber Radio. And maybe we come back, Cindy, we'll talk a little bit about some of the advice and or, you know, thoughts on resources, you know, that businesses, especially our small businesses and those that are our visitor attractions and our destinations here in Hunterdon County, you know, can take advantage of as well, and, you know, share that, you know, hopefully some of our, you know, members of our business community are listening. I know we've got some folks on our live feed here as well. And, you know, one of those things I'm going to plug before the break, and I know you've been promoting it along with our other business groups, is our COVID-19 business resource page. This has been a partnership with the Office of Economic Development of Hunterdon County. And that page is a great resource. One of our challenges over this pandemic is the wave of information that's out there, and how do you make sense of literally daily updates on state programs and federal programs and a multitude of different resources, whether you're opening your business, whether you're looking for financing or resources or training. So we really tried, you know, between the Chamber and the Office of Economic Development to have this one page where folks could go, and we've got it by category, and it's a great resource to, tap into and utilize. And I know you've also, put out information, regularly to your members as well in terms of business resources.
Absolutely. I do list them in our newsletter and for both sides of the river, for Bucks County and Hunterdon County.
That's great. So maybe we'll talk a little bit about the state of the business community, what some advice might be, and a little bit more in terms of, what's on the horizon. I'd like to kind of maybe go back and also share a little bit about the Shad Fest. It's been an event that's been part of our region and our area for many years, and something like many of our events that has been impacted this year. And, we'll talk a little bit about the Shad Fest some more, and a little bit more about, the Delaware Rivertown's Chamber of Commerce. But we'll be back in just a few moments. We're going to go to a news break there and put everyone on hold. If you're just joining us, this is Chris Phelan with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We're joined here on the line by Cindy Kunis, the Executive Director of the Delaware Rivertown's Chamber. And again, we'll be back with a special edition here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump this morning suggesting delaying November's presidential election because of the pandemic rather than allow mail-in voting as an option. The president tweeting this morning that would lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The president said the election should be delayed until people can properly, securely, and safely vote. Political analyst Greg Valliere says no president has the constitutional authority to delay a presidential election.
The president does not have authority to do this. The House of Representatives controls the logistics of an election, and it's pretty unlikely that they would agree to delaying this election.
He was speaking by phone to CBS this morning. The government says the nation's economy saw its biggest quarterly decline in history. In the year's second quarter, the Dow's been down over 300 points this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, welcome back to this special edition of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We've been trying to do some special installments over the last several months, you know, bringing you relevant information that you can utilize, whether you're someone who's looking to come and visit Hunterdon County, whether you're looking to do business in Hunterdon County, whether you're a business owner or a resident. And this morning we are joined here on the lines with Cindy Kunis. She's the Executive Director of the Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce. And thank you again, Cindy, for taking some time to, you know, give us a little update and insight into our river towns.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm always glad to speak about the river towns.
No, I really do appreciate it, and we got a little bit of an update on, you know, obviously the pandemic has been affecting all of us, you know, all businesses and organizations in some way, and you know, we'll talk a little bit. We talked before the break about the Shad Fest. Maybe you could share a little bit of the background on the Shad Fest, because that's been going on for quite a few years down in the Lambertville region, and shad are kind of a unique species to our area.
They are, and I heard that they are not that wonderful to eat.
That's what I've heard, too. I haven't tried over the years the Shad Fest, but I've heard that myself.
That the description on how to cook it was, you cook it on a plank with some vegetables, and then you throw it away and eat the plank.
There you go. That's a good description there. So.
That always stuck with me. So the festival started many years ago. Next year will be the 40th anniversary.
Wow.
So I'm kind of thankful that it wasn't the 40th anniversary that it could be done in.
Sure, definitely.
But it's turned into a arts and crafts festival over the years, where people will bring their unique wares that they made and sell them. And it would run down North Union Street, and we would have a food court area as well for food trucks and food vendors. So really miss having it this year, but we did print, actually we are offering Shad Fest t-shirts for 2020 for those who collect them and miss getting it this year.
Sure, that's always a unique thing. Share a little bit about how that contest works in terms of, you know, selecting that t-shirt, and it always is, you know, a collector's items for many folks.
Yes, so every year we come up with a different logo and colors, and this year we decided to add Shad Happens to the sleeve.
Okay.
And those can be purchased for $20, and you can find the link through our website. This year we had the company print them and distribute them, so they will mail them out, and the sale ends August 1st.
Okay.
So after that, they will print and mail them.
So that's coming up close. We've got to get folks to get their shirt orders in.
Yes, you got to get your shirt orders in, and they are the soft T-shirts. I know everybody loves the soft ones.
Okay. And let's plug the website again that folks can go to the Chamber's website.
That is DelawareRiverHounds.com, and there will be a pop-up that talks about the poster auction. Click on that, and you'll see a link as well for the shirt sale.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the poster auction, because that's a great way to continue to support, you know, the Delaware River Towns Chamber and, you know, again, the scholarship programs that you do and all the other initiatives.
So local artists will donate original pieces of work, and I put one in as well that I did.
Oh, that's great. You have to can you describe it a little bit for folks?
It was an owl. So it was a close-up of an owl, and the focus was the owl's eyes that shaded from yellow to orange.
Okay.
And I did it in oil pastels, which kind of felt like crayons to me.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
But that one, I'm glad to say someone did bid on it and buy it. So not bad for someone who's not a professional.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I don't think anybody would have bid. I would have to bid on my own if I submitted something. I
thought about it just to increase the bids.
That's good.
But yeah, so we raised a little over $12,000.
That's great.
And all of that goes to scholarships.
Okay.
We did have some in the bank, so combine that with the $12,000, and we can award two $10,000 scholarships this year.
That's great. Who do the scholarships go to? Who's eligible to apply?
So that's for local students who wish to go on to art school.
Okay.
Whether it's performing arts or fine arts or music. One of the winners actually was interested in clothing design, and I believe some of her clothing right now is going up in the windows of the Sojourner.
Oh, wow. That's phenomenal. That's great.
And on top of that, she donates some of her proceeds to local charities.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes. So she seems to be very amazing. So it's people like that who can apply and for their first year of school. And $10,000, that is a big chunk to put towards that tuition.
No, that really is. And are the applications still available for folks to apply?
Actually, they are closed. The
okay.
poster auction recently finished.
Okay.
And next year, we usually hold ShadFest the last weekend of April. And we hold the festival and the poster auction at the same time. This is the first year the auction was completely online. Usually, you can go view the posters and bid. And I believe a couple were online. But this year, 100% online. And I think usually the applications are due maybe March. I believe they're due in March. So once next year starts rolling around, we'll be posting that information on our website for people that are interested in the poster auction or students that want to apply for the scholarship. And, you know, we'll be looking for vendors for ShadFest as well.
Sure. Yeah, that's definitely something I think it's good to let folks know, and those that have, you know, juniors or someone thinking about, you know, again, going into the art to be aware of that for next year. And it's a great way to encourage the arts, too. You know, I know in this virtual environment of schools over the last few months, the arts and music has been challenging for them. So we're hopeful that, you know, things will get back to normal for next year, and look forward to being at the 2021, you know, ShadFest. That'll be a phenomenal anniversary to celebrate, too, the 40th anniversary. Congratulations.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it as well. It's always a fun festival.
Yeah, like I said, I've gone down over the years, and I've seen the Shad. I've seen a couple of the vendors that cook the Shad, but I've never taken that leap of faith. But it is interesting that we have here, you know, one of the last remaining fisheries that's licensed to harvest the shad, you know, and that only happens during this certain window of time on the Delaware River.
Yes, yes. So it's kind of odd to have Shad Fest poster auction and not even discuss the fish.
Sure, sure. Well, it's great. It's a great thing that has branded, you know, again, Lambertville and that region as a, you know, truly an arts and cultural destination, which is great. Are there any other, you know, activities or events that'll be, you know, happening either potentially in person or, you know, again, on a virtual side over the next few months? We're going from August, this extreme heat, and before we know it, we'll be into the fall. And, again, a lot of, you know, opportunities for folks to come out and visit the Delaware River Towns Chambers region.
Well, we are working with the city. And we're pretty sure this will go through, but we're looking to make North Union one way.
Okay.
North from Bridge Street to Coryell.
Wow, okay.
So the goal of that is to promote the business district and to allow the restaurants to put up parklets or streeteries in the parking spots.
Sure.
As well as allowing shops to rotate putting tables out.
Oh,
so
nice.
We'll be giving both of them spots as well. Kind of like a little festival to drive visitors to the area without being an event with crowds.
Sure. No, I think that's great. I know that's been effective in other downtowns, and that'll be a great thing to promote once that, you know, gets into motion and be able. Will that be something that only be on certain days, on the weekends are you looking at, or still working through the details?
We're still working through the details. We've had some opposition, but a lot of businesses who wouldn't even be directly affected by, you know, actually putting tables out there, they've been positive about it because they understand that if you bring more people to the area, they're going to go to more shops, they're going to eat out more. We just have to get them to come in.
Sure.
And this is a good, safe way to encourage visitors.
No, I think it's great. It really is. And like you said, that opportunity to, you know, have that larger, you know, presence of people just creates a rising tide for everybody to benefit from throughout the town. And you know, it's also great when one town is doing well, people want to come back and visit and explore. When one restaurant's doing well, they're going to come back to another restaurant. So all of that is part of this kind of, you know, economic cycle that's just so critical for our downtowns.
Absolutely. Also, we will be having our two-town turkey trot. It's held on Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure if we can have it in person, but at least a run, we can do that virtually, that everybody can get out and run a 5K in their neighborhood or their 1 mile fun walk in their neighborhood and then record their results. I believe that can be held in some way, and we can do a short sale.
No, I think that's great. I've seen other, you know, organizations over the last few months do it that way, and it keeps those that are supporters of, you know, the cause and of the organization, in this case, you know, the Delaware River Towns Chamber, connected. It keeps the community connected. So that's great, you know, in terms of looking at, again, who would have thought, you know, 4 or 5 months ago we'd be looking at all these virtual alternatives out there to keep things moving.
Absolutely. You have to get creative.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, again, from the Chamber's perspective, your perspective, what's some advice that you would give to some of our small business owners and some of the advice that you've been, you know, sharing? You know, you interact with so many of our small businesses here in Hunterdon and in the Delaware River Towns area.
Absolutely. So my advice is don't be afraid to try something different or that makes you feel uncomfortable or learn more. So when everybody was shut down, a lot of the businesses had to pivot to being online, whether it was getting their website up and started or updating it or changing it to allow e-commerce. So like Sojourner down the street. They started taking photos of all of their inventory, their beads, because people are home. They're going to want to do something or create something. So she inventoried all of that and offered, you know, shipping and to ship these items to people so they can create stuff. Also, it's don't be afraid to change your hours. You know, some went a little longer, some a little shorter, but don't be afraid to revisit that. Actually, we're considering doing a webinar of best practices from Carolyn from Nurture Spawn New Hope and Ellie-Ann from Rego to discuss best practices, what's worked for them, what hasn't worked, and to answer questions. Because I think people really want to know exactly what you asked. You know, what can we do? What can we experiment with? And what can we learn?
No, I agree. And having that ability just shows the worth of the Chamber of Commerce, no matter where your chamber is and the like, the ability to bring together members of the business community to convene together and especially during these times, support each other and share those best practices. It's just a critical opportunity, you know, for folks to, you know, learn from each other. We're all in this together as we've heard that term, that cachet term, but it really is real, you know, especially on the small business level that doesn't have, you know, the resources of a mid-size, you know, or larger company, the reliance on learning from our neighbors and learning from each other is just a critical support component.
Absolutely. And I do definitely believe that we're all in this together. It's not a competition between one restaurant or another because, you know, I'm in the mood for Mexican, so I'm going to go for that. Or I'm in the mood for American, I'll go for that. But maybe next time I'll be in the mood for something else. So it's not really a competition. And every store has something unique. So it's sure. Not a true competition.
No, without a doubt. You know, having a multitude of choice provides opportunities for, you know, visitors to return on a regular basis and try, you know, other restaurants or other shops. And it really does, you know, provide a great way to, you know, again, keep those downtowns vibrant. You know, and mm-hmm. when you look at, again, our Delaware River Towns chambers or your Delaware River Town, you know, region is just a real beautiful stretch of New Jersey, very unique. And those downtown characteristics and character and energy is just really what makes them special and makes them work.
Absolutely. And we are working on some beautification projects in Lambertville.
Okay.
And we're working on a volunteer form to get more people involved. We're looking into putting flags on the lampposts and changing them seasonally. It's just a whole slew of initiatives to try to, you know, make it a little bit more vibrant looking.
Oh, that's great.
You know, yeah.
That's great. Where would people, if they're maybe interested in volunteering and helping or supporting that, what would be their next best step in terms of getting in touch with you, Cindy?
Well, in the next week, we will be launching a website called Love Our Lambertville.
Okay.
See a theme going on here.
I do. Yeah, that's great.
So it's loveourlambertville.org. That will be launching within a week. It'll talk about some of our initiatives, and then there will be a place to sign up. Before that, since it's not available yet, anyone is welcome to email me. director@delrivertowns.com.
No, that's great. And I would think, you know, folks can reach out, and I'm sure there'll be a multitude of different tasks. So not necessarily somebody has to have experience in beautification, but just a willingness to pitch in and help. I'm sure there'll be a task for just about anybody.
Absolutely. And it could be as simple as just putting out, you know, a potted plants right, you know, right outside your door, flowers, you water them, and, you know, it's not a lot of maintenance. Perch Home and Garden actually purchased some plants to put around the park in on Cherry Street. The park has a little eating area where people can get takeout and the city bought tables and people can go and eat there. That's across the street from Rojo's and Liberty Hall Pizza.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
and just adding a tent and some plants really makes it look a lot more inviting.
Part of me wants to talk about that little stretch of Lambertville. Another part of me doesn't want to let the secret out, but that end down there with Liberty Pizza and Rojo's and, you know, Oh Wow Cow, just a great little spot there with some great options, and from coffee to ice cream to pizza. What more could you ask for?
Absolutely. And we also have a ballet school there.
Yes.
And it's the biggest professional ballet school in the smallest city.
No, it's wonderful. I've been there to the studio, and then I know they do some great annual performances. They've been impacted, I'm sure, as well. But it is a wonderful little destination down there. And I'll let the secret out. I think Liberty Pizza is one of the best pizzas in Hunterdon County. But I didn't say that, did I? We do like going down there. The kids, actually, my kids love Liberty Pizza, but we love coming down to Lambertville and Stockton and Frenchtown and Milford, all of our river towns, and going over to Pennsylvania. It really is great, although I haven't ventured over onto the Pennsylvania side during the pandemic yet, so I'll have to take a ride down there. It seems every time we're trying to plan something, there's always something that pops up at the last minute, and we really haven't ventured out much.
Isn't that always true? But yes, New Hope has a lot to offer as well. And Yardley, they just took down, they had a project where they would put a historical photo of a building right next to the building so you could see what it used to look like.
Oh, wow.
We are actually borrowing their idea, and from Labor Day till November, there will be a walking tour. And with the photographs, and then there'll be a QR code where you can scan, or you can go to the website. The website will be listed on there, and find out the history that, oh, this there used to be a mansion here, and at some point it was torn down, and now it's a station, or what the Lambertville station used to look like before it became the restaurant and inn. So it's a lot of good information from there, and we believe that the self-tours are a lot safer way to get people to come out and experience the town.
No, definitely. That's great. That'll be another item on the checklist for folks to take advantage of and explore, you know, the great river towns in Lambertville in particular. That's wonderful. Well, if you are just joining us, we're coming up on the last few minutes here of another special edition here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We've been talking with Cindy Kunis. She's the executive director of the Delaware River Towns Chamber of Commerce, and want to give you, you know, a last minute or two to kind of share if there's anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today about the chamber, about the region, you know, any thoughts you'd like to, you know, put out there for everyone listening and watching today?
Well, the big thing is just please visit our towns, patronize local. If you do buy something or purchase food, please share your purchases with hashtag Love Our Shop. And music has been coming back to the town. That's been a big part of culture. So Bank of Princeton brought back music on their porch in the evenings, on the weekends.
Wow, that's great.
And a lot of the restaurants are offering live music right near their outdoor dining. So that's coming back.
No, that's great. That really is. That really is a wonderful way to come out, you know, and enjoy you know, music, dinner, the shops, the restaurants, the river, all the good stuff. So, Cindy, let's give out, you know, your website and phone number again at the Chamber, and it'll be a great way for folks to, you know, connect and find out what's going on. And I know we'll share both websites, the Chamber site and the other current, you know, site that's up there for, you know, information on the shops that are open and other establishments.
Great. So that is loveourshop.com.
That's great. And the Chamber site?
The Chamber site is DelawareRiverTowns.com.
Excellent. And what would be the best phone number to reach out if folks have a question about the Chamber and or the area?
That's 609. 877-397-0055.
Well, Cindy, I really want to thank you very much for joining us this morning here on this. And it's up on our Facebook page right now. So we'll continue to share this. And within about 24 hours, hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have up on the Chamber site, the YouTube version of this that can be shared out as well. We've got a special section, as I mentioned, our COVID-19 business resource. There's also a button to some of these special editions. So this edition will be up there on our YouTube channel and then off to social media as well. So really want to thank you and taking the time to be with us. And we'll be also sharing in the next couple weeks an opportunity for all those in Hunterdon to continue to support our local groups, the Delaware Rivertown's Chamber, and six of our other groups. We'll be talking more about that, are going to be part of a Hunterdon County Economic Recovery Fund for small businesses. And, this recovery is going to be a long-term recovery. And just know that the Delaware Rivertown Chamber, our local business groups, the Hunterdon County Chamber, we're all here. We're in this together. We're going to support this for the long haul. And, again, thank you so much for taking some time to, be with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate your support, and thank you again.
All right, Cindy, thank you, and have a wonderful day. Stay cool out there.
You too. Take care.
All right, thank you. That was, Cindy Kunis, the Executive Director of the Delaware Rivertown's Chamber of Commerce, a great partner here in Hunterdon County and serving our Delaware Rivertown's communities. Again, if you do need assistance or help, reach out to your local business organizations. We've got great local organizations. You can feel free to reach out to the County Chamber of Commerce. Visit that COVID-19 page I mentioned. It's right on the front page. There's a button that is being maintained and sponsored not only by the Hunterdon County Chamber, but also the Hunterdon County Office of Economic Development. And we're trying to, again, continue to provide information on updates from a state, a federal, a local, regional level. These resources are critical for our business community. And if there are things that we can do to help you and or advocate, we continue to be a strong advocate, the voice of business, and weigh in on a lot of issues that are coming up in Trenton. So I invite you to visit our website. You'll see some of our legislative updates and things that are just, important for the business community collectively to take a stand on. But again, if there's an individual issue that your business is experiencing, feel free to reach out. We'll point you in the right direction. We'll help get the solution. And again, I want to thank you for taking some time to be with us here this morning. Want to again send our best out on behalf of the Hunterdon County business community to all of our first responders that do a phenomenal job and have done a phenomenal job over the last several months and will continue to. All of our healthcare providers, Hunterdon Healthcare, the Hunterdon County Department of Health, Hunterdon County Emergency Management, all of our local community, our first responders in all of our towns, all continue to do a phenomenal job in terms of keeping us safe and keeping us informed. So stay tuned. We'll definitely have some more special editions of Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Visit our podcast page. We've got a great inventory of all of other hosts. And we do hope to, slowly over the next month or so, bring our radio station back on to a live schedule with those hosts that will be coming in. So stay tuned. And again, thank you to all those that are listening to this special edition here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Bell's Toll in Atlanta as mourners are gathered to bid a final farewell to a civil rights icon and former Georgia Congressman John Lewis. Lewis having lost a battle with cancer earlier this month. Those bells at Ebenezer Baptist Church rang 80 times earlier this morning, marking every year of Lewis's life. Former President Barack Obama is to deliver the eulogy shortly. Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain has died at 74 after a month-long battle with COVID-19. He was treated at an Atlanta hospital for the virus, where he had been admitted back on the 1st of July. Just before his death, he had joined Newsmax and had been planning to host a brand new TV program on that channel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More evidence that the nation's economy cratered during the second quarter of the year because of the coronavirus pandemic dragging everything down. The government just releasing numbers showing that the economy declined by nearly 33% in the quarter, the steepest drop in GDP, or gross domestic product, since records began in 1947. It had fallen 10% during the recession of 1958, and it had fallen 8.4% during the Great Recession of 2007 through 2009. Yesterday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced that members will now have to wear masks when in the House unless they're speaking on the floor.
The Speaker has the authority to direct the Sergeant-at-Arms to remove a member from the floor as a matter of decorum.
Her announcement